I have never seen the Dave Matthews Band live.
Nor have I, but people love him. People want to see him all the time. It's a big,
great live show.
It's a big, like, event.
I saw
this
them.
Is it. This is our big concert for the year.
I feel like a lot of stinky people tailgating.
Sure.
Like, they'll all be out, sacking.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking drugs.
Dave Matthews kicked off a tour here, and he was rehearsing for a couple of days, and I got to go watch that at the Ice Palace, and I didn't even care. I cared more because I was trying to impress my girlfriend, and... other than that, like I thought,
was it any good?
That you wasn't bad. Yeah. Just not my
great
style
musicians.
Of music.
Yeah. Great musicians.
Yeah, I really like it. But
Carter Buford is drummer. Is fantastic drummer.
That's my favorite.
I like your impressions of him more than I think I actually like it.
I think we're dead on with that. Sound like something broke in a horn.
Yeah. That's I feel like if you like Dave Matthews, you have to like Fish too. Like, you can't like one or the other. You have to like them both.
I don't dislike Fish.
Really?
No. Fish is a couple of songs that I know and like, and if it was on in the background, I love it. But at the same time, hate the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I don't like either Fish or
not
the Grateful
a fan
Dead.
Of
I couldn't. Maybe I'll guess at one and get it right because the Touch of Grey, I think, was one of their songs. It's their only charted hit ever, but that's that had a video, and that's why I know it. And I other than that,
Jerry Garcia is a skeleton, wasn't he? Like a skeleton that had a wig on.
No. He was in the. He sang the song though. So.
Right, but I think at one point they had him, you know, regular, and then they had him as a skeleton.
You're right.
Around.
Stupid.
And I don't think for $1 million I could name another Grateful Dead song.
You try writing an entire paper. I think it was them that I had to write it on who performed at the pyramids. In Egypt?
You can name another one. Well, I don't know that you can name it, but you know it. Trucking down to New Orleans.
Is that called Trucking?
Probably.
There's Trucking, and then there's a song that mentioned Casey Jones.
They all sound the same.
But I don't know if that's the actual song. So right now I could say, I can boldly say I recognize 3 Grateful Dead songs.
Yeah, I took a history of music class, and we had to write a paper. We were given a topic we had to pick out of a hat, and mine was their concert at the Sphinx in Egypt in the 70s, and it was the worst paper I ever had to write. I don't dislike the Grateful Dead, but they're just... It's
you
cool
want to bore your face off? Watch Pink Floyd 1972 in Pompeii. So that picture that I tweeted that said looked like a Rob comedy audience in the theater in Pompeii.
Vacation, you're insulting the vacation.
So I found out Pink Floyd did a show there, so I watched that. That was weird.
Yeah,
was
if you want to see weird, Snappers this Thursday through Saturday. I'll be back, so come on out.
It's worse because you're gonna be there with not John Leguizamo.
No.
Angel Salazar.
Not
John Leguizamo.
Not the best.
I once saw on New Year's Eve at the Improv in Miami.
Oh, all right.
I bet it was a great show. And in the 80s. This weekend.
It was great in the 80s.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Enjoy that.
By the way, I have the very best of Grateful Dead. And guess what two songs aren't even on here?
Touch of Grey.
Touch of Grey or Truckin'.
And Truckin'. Casey Jones on there?
No.
Wait, do you have any of the... Give me the songs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe they... Hold on. Yep, Touch of Grey and Truckin' are both on here. I had it scrolled down where I couldn't see. So, Truckin' is the first one. You want to hear it?
How do you spell grateful? Is it grateful?
Grateful.
It is, right? Yeah. Grateful Dead. Okay, let's hear the...
Here's Truckin'.
Truckin'. Got my chips cashed in, keep trucking like the doo-dah man. Together, more or less in line, just keep trucking on.
Okay.
Now, gross. I get how people could like that, but can you imagine leaving your entire life behind you to follow that for the rest of your life?
No.
Here is Touch of Grey. Remember when that came out? I don't know whether that was around the time.
Exactly what it was.
Traveling Wilburys, were they out as well? Because I think I assumed that was Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, that's gross.
Friend of the Devil.
Okay, that's on there.
The the most listened to song on the
radio. Oh, I know this song. Yeah.
Right now, I have no idea.
You've heard this.
Trailed by 20 hounds. So far, I don't know.
Didn't when you hear the chorus, you'll know it.
That night till the morning came around. Set out and run, but I take
time.
A friend of the devil is
a friend of mine.
Oh, I knew all that.
Daylight. Turns out I'm a huge Grateful Dead fan.
No way. Yeah, I like when the County Crows play their song.
Is this Casey Jones?
This is Super Magnolia.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like John
Sugar Kent's Magnolia.
Okay. Sugar Magnolia. That's Box of Rain. I don't
want
to hear it.
I have the Casey Jones song if you want that.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Here's all Casey Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Out of
that
dream.
Driving that train.
What are you on?
High cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just
by the way, just so we all know, Grateful Dead had two drummers. Didn't need two drummers.
Did they really?
Yeah, didn't need two drummers. Not at all. Listen.
My man. This
guy's barely playing drums there. I don't know who the drummers are, and I don't care.
Gross.
I like that.
Then they keep dying.
Probably. that was a different thing. That was Spinal Tap. Sorry.
Anyway, it is time for us to...
Now that we're all sleepy from listening to Grateful Dead.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for a song about cocaine, you think it'd be a little bit
right?
More...
Yeah. Right?
Driving that train high on cocaine! Yeah. Hey, you guys want to go somewhere after this, or what? What's going on? You guys still awake?
We can party, what?
I always thought the Grateful Dead thing was pot. I didn't know it was
acid. I thought it was acid.
Or acid. Yeah.
I think pretty much anything. I don't think they're turning stuff down.
Is Grateful Dead or Phish the bands where their songs are like 15 minutes long? Did Grateful Dead
they're all jam bands.
They started that.
Yeah,
right.
Grateful Dead is. What are you rolling your eyes for? Don't you love Zuba Zuba or whatever it is?
Zugma, they are not a jam band. They are electronic and instrumental. Intertwined.
Well, who's the jam? You were all jam banded up for a while.
John Butler Trio. I do love them very much. They're a jam band. They're fantastic.
What is the most popular Phish song?
I remember their song Billy Breathless or something like that. Or Billy, is that it?
This is called Famous. Farmhouse. Sorry.
We have cluster flies and lights, and this time of year is bad.
Sucker me in. It sounds like a video game.
Things are falling down on me. Heavy things I could not see.
I can listen to this.
I don't like his voice.
I like that.
It's too slow.
They're just describing things. Heavy things are around me. One fell on me. He's just basically telling you his day. Hey, it was
two short guys in front of me. One is gayer than the other. You see, I can write these songs.
It's a very like collegey type of band.
No,
you know
you say that, but when I was in college, I didn't like any of it.
See, when I was in college, I liked it, but now no.
I don't know any college kids that listen to it. Everybody I know is like 50-year-old ex-radio guys who sit in their garage and listen to it and hang out and watch Flyers games.
The one band that I discovered in college that I had never really heard before we went to college different times.
Was
Bob Marley. Because although I knew who Bob Marley was and I knew I Shot the Sheriff from Eric Clapton, I was like, I don't know who this crazy black man with the crazy hair is. And then when I heard it, I was like, oh, this is good.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Now, he did shoot the sheriff, but what about the deputy? Did we ever get a ruling on that?
We didn't get a ruling. I know what his claim was.
Yeah. What was his claim?
He did not shoot the deputy. Oh, okay. He did not shoot the deputy.
But no witnesses.
But did claim to shoot the sheriff, therefore making him guilty.
Right.
So, and you think that would be my defense. Listen, he's shot the sheriff. He's admitting to shooting the sheriff.
Right.
Why would he not just say, yeah, and I shot the deputy if he did it?
Right. But he did
not. Why argue that point? Yeah, because he's saying he did not shoot the sheriff.
Who did shoot the deputy?
Or he shot. Yeah, I don't know who shot the. I shot the sheriff,
but I didn't.
Certainly,
yeah. But it was in self defense.
I'm going to take that. It was self defense.
Maybe the sheriff accidentally shot the deputy trying to return fire.
The sheriff shot the deputy. The deputy may have been behind me.
Oh,
the sheriff got whenever he pulled his gun, he could have been going for the deputy. I shot in self defense, yeah. And then he shot the deputy.
What if he caught the deputy shooting the sheriff shooting the deputy?
Man.
What if the deputy...
Then he killed the sheriff, and he was like, I didn't shoot the sheriff for self-defense because he just killed the deputy.
You ready for me to blow your mind? What if the deputy was sneaking up behind me, the sheriff's pulling his gun to kill the deputy, I think the sheriff's pulling his gun on me, I shoot the sheriff.
Oh,
he shoots
God.
The deputy.
I shoot the sheriff. Totally changes the song.
Very confusing.
Oh, I don't... We need to figure this out. Is this a cold case?
I would imagine. I would imagine it is. We're going to talk to Chris Hansen coming up this week, aren't we? Is it this week?
Why wouldn't he explore this?
Yeah.
Did we find out who actually shot the sheriff?
Right.
Who was the sheriff?
We knew who didn't shoot the deputy. What? I want to hear the song now. I shot
the sheriff.
By the way, I was
so happy.
I was looking for a song by Fish, and they have so many goddamn albums. I scroll down; they have like 28 live albums. It is unbelievable the plethora of work they've put out.
It's good money for them, man. Yeah. Good money.
Oh yeah. By the way, Eric Clapton version better. Just so we know.
Yeah, but it's hard to believe he shot anybody.
It was I who shot the sheriff.
Right out of the gate.
Confession.
But I did not shoot no deputy.
Find out now. Can you repeat that, Mr. Marley?
It was I who shot the sheriff.
On record, did you kill the deputy?
Okay.
Oh, my mind's blown. According to the internet.
Oh, hold on. Let's find out. Go ahead, Inspector.
Bob Marley could have been the deputy. He shot the sheriff so he could become the sheriff. But then why would you admit it? Because you're not going to become sheriff. No one's going to vote for you to be sheriff.
And of course you didn't shoot the deputy if you're the deputy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
maybe that's how they do it there. They don't actually vote on who becomes sheriff. You have to kill the sheriff to become the sheriff.
No, he killed him in self-defense.
Oh, sorry.
Self-defense.
Then all around his hometown, they're all trying to track him down.
Yeah.
He swears it was in self-defense.
Yeah.
Your theory's terrible.
I saw mine's the internet's. There are actually theories out there, but other people are as dumb as
so me. Nobody knows. We're not missing an obvious fact here,
right,
why the sheriff was indeed shot and why he's admitting to it without the advice of a lawyer.
No, because according to the internet, the deputy could have been Deputy Dog.
Ooh.
I don't even know.
Well, we know it was Sheriff Brown. It was Sheriff Brown, and we know that shooting the sheriff is a capital offense.
Capital offense.
So you can read it in the news.
Yeah.
About the sheriff. It's a big bold letters. I swear it was in self-defense.
Yeah.
Bob Marley, shoot sheriff. Swears it was in self-defense. Extra, extra.
Extra.
Denies any involvement in the shooting of the deputy.
And then the byline is a capital offense.
Who shot the deputy? If he even shot at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a very confusing story.
Freedom came his way one day. Started out of town. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown aiming to shoot me down.
Oh, no.
So I shot him down, I say. If I'm guilty, I'll pay. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy.
Well, who did?
According to lyrics, every time I planted a seed, he said, kill it before it grow. He said, kill them before they grow. So did Bob Marley knock up the sheriff's daughter, and then he had to kill the sheriff?
No, I think he was literally planting seeds.
Some pot.
See, I think he was trying to have sex with the sheriff's daughter, got her pregnant,
he
and
claims,
had to kill the sheriff before the abortion happened.
He claims that his reflexes had got the better of me, and what it is to be must be. Every day the bucket would go, a well. On
are
that
you
day,
reading lyrics still, yeah, or are you just making this up?
No.
Are you having a stroke?
Bottom would go, drop out. One day, the bottom would go, drop out, I say.
Oh, no, that's sad.
I shot the sheriff.
But, Lord, I didn't shoot the deputy.
He did not.
But I gotta tell you that he did not get proper legal advice.
I am just confused.
He never admitted
it. Dom. You always call Dom. That's
allegedly
the
shot the deputy. Just change it up a little
call
bit.
Call Dom before I answer.
No comment. How about that?
That's a good song.
Yeah, right?
Better beat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your god, Bob?
No comment.
I said, what's your god, Bob?
Shaba. No comments.
Shaba didn't come till later. Yeah. Did you shoot the deputy?
No comment.
How about the sheriff? Did you shoot him?
No comment.
Said no comment.
No comment for you.
Then he sang the song of the people. No bra jump rope, 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 Bob Marley can sing. No bra jump rope for you, no bra jump rope, no bra jump rope,
no bra jump rope,
no bra jump rope, no bra jump rope, you got no bra, no bra, no bra, no bra, no bra, and the jump rope, no bra, and the jump rope, no bra jump rope, no bra jump rope, no bra jump rope, no bra jump rope, boom.
We're great.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.